Welcome to Kickstart the Conversation, where we talk about all things entrepreneurship, marketing, and business growth. Are you ready to take your business to the next level? Well, then you've come to the right place. Here on Kickstart the Conversation, we have real, honest conversations about what it takes to build a successful business in today's world. No fluff, no BS, just real talk about the challenges and opportunities that come with being an entrepreneur and growing your business. Whether you're just starting out or you're a seasoned business owner, we've got something for you. From expert interviews to actionable strategies you can implement immediately, we'll help you get clarity, build momentum, and achieve your goals. So sit back, relax, and get ready to kickstart the conversation with your host, the Quiz Queen, Catherine O'Leary.
Hello, everyone, and welcome back to Kickstart the Conversation. And I am very excited to have Anne Rindone. Rindone. Wow, I really got it wrong. And I
know you are one of many, many, many. You're not alone.
And empowers senior leaders to comprehend the mindset behaviors shaping their decisions. She's really effective in making sure that the leaders of today and even the leaders of the next generation are stepping into that leadership and that executive role, whether you're a solopreneur right now and you're building a team, or you're this, you know, the CEO of a small business or, you know, a medium-sized business, or hey, you know what, if you're CEO of Pepsi, off you go. But really, you know, making sure that we are creating the leaders and leadership of people that are really stepping into that role of being ambitious, accomplished, straightforward, without being labeled as, especially for women in particular, but, you know, people that, you know, like you're coming up the ranks and all of a sudden you're the B word bitch or the, you know, overly aggressive or, you know, what did I, hey, I come from corporate. I've heard it all. Anne has a sugar-free approach, which is kind, with an empathetic stance, resonates with assertive direct communicators, those who are decisive, confident, and independent. She helps them leverage their strengths to overcome challenges and cultivate critical leadership acumen. And I love Anne because she is straightforward, but honestly, she does it with such heart and such, you know, just to make sure that we all have the language that we need to get our point across without, you know, coming across as, you know, a know-it-all or coming across as you're not listening or, you know, it's a balancing act. So, Anne, please correct me if I got any of that wrong.
No, I think you did a fabulous job, Catherine. Thank you. Yeah. And it's, as it is for all of us, it is a journey for sure.
It definitely is. So tell us a little bit about, you know, kind of the people that you serve and what exactly you do with them, because I kind of rambled a little bit there.
It's okay. You know, it's been evolving over time for sure. I have traditionally coached a lot of women. Doesn't mean I don't coach men. I have a lot of men as well. And it's not so much about gender as it is about a very specific personality type that I coach. And I love coaching that leader who is direct, who is candid, who is really transparent, is a go-getter, get it done. And that has served them very, very well in their early career. And as they progress through, they find that all of a sudden it just stops. And the good reviews stop, the promotions stop, they see everybody around them advancing and they're not, and they're confused, they're frustrated, they know they're good, they know they're smart, but what happened? Mm-hmm. And a lot of the times they say, people say I'm intimidating and that pisses me off. It's like, yeah. Well, okay. Or people say that I'm a bull in a china shop. You know, there's all of these little, you know, terms, either the B word or otherwise, that they're tagged with. And I find that when this personality type that I love, which just shows you that I love myself, meets up with somebody who isn't afraid of it, welcomes it, finds the strengths in it, but also, you know, has the ability, which I do, to challenge them, to make some observations that, quite frankly, they need to hear. And they thank me when I do, when I share how they're showing up. And they've just had this confusing part of their life that they're frustrated with in their career. And no one will tell them what's wrong, but they tell them that they're doing it wrong. So in I step, and I really help them gain the self-awareness to see a different perspective, to really step back and maybe even admit some things to themselves that they didn't necessarily want to admit as they were going along. So that's really who I serve, a long way of saying direct and senior leaders who are very driven, who want to get past this career frustration and advance into the executive roles that they were on path to get to. And so that they can be a leader who is respected, which requires them to respect other people. And yes, imagine that. And that they can get back into, you know, their, get back into their mojo, get back into what they're good at, what gives them life, and do it in a way that they have people who want to work for them and with them.
And this is equally as important for the people that are small business owners.
Absolutely.
You know, building a team when you're in charge, and now you have to be, you know, you might have come from corporate. I mean, I came from corporate, but I was never the CEO in corporate per se, but now I am now. And now as I build my team, how do I be the CEO that, you know, that, because entrepreneurs are very driven, very blunt with themselves and can be with their team. And, you know, you're kind of running without a filter sometimes.
Yeah. And it's interesting because sometimes, not all the time, sometimes people end up in entrepreneurship and starting their own thing because they haven't figured this thing out. They're like, you know what? The only way that I can get over my frustration is to bail out of corporate and I'm just done. And so they end up as solopreneurs, entrepreneurs, small business owners. And it doesn't mean that they've necessarily addressed the thing that made them abandon their former life.
Yeah.
I was just going to say, it's like people I know who have moved away because this town was horrible and I'm just going to go somewhere else. I'm like, well, you know, you pack your problems with you, right? Like, you don't leave them behind.
Yeah. You got to get to the root cause. So how do people know that they need your help? Like how, like what point do they get to where they're just like, okay, I need maybe a mirror put up in front of me here. Something's going on here. I'm not seeing it.
Yes. Well, and it's just that it's, you get to a point of, I think I've done the work. I've asked the questions. I am so confused and frustrated and just sick of it. I need some outside help. So it's when they get to that level of enough is enough. I know people don't like me and I don't like that. I don't like myself, quite frankly. And it's important enough for me. I think they kind of have to get to that point where they admit, all right, I am the common denominator. What do I want to do about that?
Yeah.
And sometimes it comes through self-discovery. Sometimes if you're still at the big company, it comes through enough bad reviews and enough times to be told you're not moving any further to say, all right, then I need to figure out why.
Are there key words that are used or kind of like, I mean, that you're being, well, you said intimidating, like, you know, you're told that you're intimidating, that you're maybe aggressive, that you're not listening. Like what are the kind of, what are some key characteristics that, hey, look, type A personalities, that like oldest child here, like though I got all the baggage, like I got all the things. So I get it. I get told it all the time. So, you know, like what are those things that they're hearing?
It's usually preceded by the word too, T-O-O, as in you're too much. You're too aggressive. Your tone is too harsh. You're too intimidating. You move too fast. So it's always that, okay, I'm just too much. Fantastic. It has a lot to do with that, you know? And so tone always comes up. Everybody always tells me I need to fix my tone. Okay, let's look at that. And there's always, and the listening thing, thank you for bringing that up. That one is always there too. And so it is a joke, but not really. It's one of those painfully funny things, is that I spent a good chunk of my corporate career being told I don't listen. And so rather than actually address it, I laughed it off by saying, why are you going to tell somebody who doesn't listen that they don't listen? Do you think I'm going to listen? I'm not going to listen. And when I finally got in a place, which was coach training, where I learned what actual listening is, I was able to say, oh, now I get what they were saying. And so just even that little tiny thing gave me so much more motivation to say, there is this pool of people who really want to understand the feedback that they're getting, and the people that are giving them the feedback don't know how to explain it. And I want to help those people because they tend to be natural born leaders. This is what they've been told because it's true. But they start to over rotate on their strengths and then they become liabilities.
And it's very difficult to know what to do with I'm too much. Like, what does that mean? Like, how do I don't know how to dial that back. It's like, I don't know how to do that. Like, I don't know how to do me any other way, but these aren't things that are necessarily that, you know, like these are communication styles. And these are learned behavior. Like these are things that you can take on and there are tactics and techniques and things that you can do to improve on your communication style, on the way you're showing up, on the way that you are receiving information, so that you can get past this, you know, too much, quote unquote, you know, persona.
Yeah. So it requires a great amount of self-awareness. And it's interesting because a lot of my five-star client, my target audience, whatever you want to call them, a lot of them say, I am nothing if I'm not a self-aware. It's like, okay, let's see how self-aware you are. And it's when I hear that, I'm like, oh, this is going to be fun. It's going to be a lot of fun because it's really more the coaching and the guiding them through that self-awareness. So if you go back to listening, did I intuitively know that I didn't know how to listen? Maybe. But it was the self-awareness of the impact that that had on other people, the impact that that had on me. But what it really meant for me to learn how to listen did not at all change who I was.
No, of course not.
But that is what too much, my too much people, they're like, everybody's just basically telling me I'm terrible how I am, I have to change. It's like, no, actually you don't. That's the first thing. You don't have to change. However, let's talk about how do you adapt? And it's the understanding that adaptation isn't giving in. Adaptation is a great amount, and I use this word not in a negative way, there's a lot of power in adaptation because it's not manipulation, but it is stepping outside of yourself. It is stop being so internally focused and really focusing on the other person in front of you and understanding what do they need that I can deliver on. So learning about communication styles, learning about what yours is versus other people, all of that really starts to build the self-awareness. And when the first time that somebody who has not had success with somebody who is their opposite of their personality, the first time that they've had a success because they took a different approach, they're like, oh my gosh, that was amazing.
Yeah.
It really kind of was. And so yeah. When I say there's a lot of power in it, it's just very powerful and motivating for yourself. And it helps you work through that confusion and the frustration because you understand it better. And the other thing about, I'm an assessment junkie. I love them because they're data, not because they're labels. Hate labels, love data. And what I find with a lot of my clients is that they tend to test outside the norm. Doesn't make them better, doesn't make them worse. It does make them different than a majority of the population. That in and of itself, to say, oh, okay, I'm not crazy, I'm just different. Mm-hmm. And that's why all of these people over here get along, because they're more like each other in their personality, in their, you know, how they manifest their natural strengths. And to be outside the norm, it sucks for me to have to say it. And it's a terrible thing to realize. You do end up with a little bit more of the heavy lifting to yes. find ways to adapt to other people. And once you embrace that, because it's not changing who you are, once they see who you really are at your core, then you're in. You have a greater sense of belonging because you're not fighting against it. You're working with it, with the skills and strengths that you have.
Well, and I can just imagine that as you add those skills and strengths to your toolkit, that like you're becoming a more effective leader. Like you're stepping into the leadership that you want the promotion to the leadership role, but you're stepping into being that leader and that identity. That's going to make that climb through the ranks a lot easier.
Well, right. And if you think about it, if you picture leader, you know, you picture somebody at the head of the pack and everybody is following them. But if you're not looking back behind you, it's kind of like the leader who walks backwards.
Yeah. Right?
If you don't see it, that people are falling behind, that you're running and they're walking at a good pace, if you don't see that, then you're not leading. You're yeah. actually running. You're running away in a sense. So yes, they get to step into the leader that they are, but they do it in a way that is, like I said, walking backwards to see that people are following and to help bring them along as they do it. So you're still in the lead. You're just doing it from a different perspective.
Yeah. And it's not that you fundamentally changed your identity or your character. You're just adding a layer to it that helps you along.
You stepped into it more.
Yeah.
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 And
I love that.
Yeah. And then you actually addressed the too much whatever, because a lot of times it is a strength that they used too much. So when natural leadership skills turns into control, that's too much. So recognizing the qualities of a good leader and not overusing those qualities, the control goes away and you're still who you are.
I like that. That's great. I like that. And I think you actually do have a gift for us today to help with some of the too muchness.
I do. So I coach a lot on assertiveness because of the way that people have been told you're aggressive, you're intimidating. So my gift is the do's and don'ts of mastering assertiveness. And it's all about it takes a look at what are you doing that might come off as aggressive? Don't do that. Do this instead. This is the assertive way. And when you make that shift, you start to see that baked into that is how much you are paying attention to what the other people need in front of you, hugely associated with influence, and how just tweaks, not wholesale changes. This is, a course redirect, how just a few things doing slightly different, the biggest, how, what kind of big change that can bring for you? So.
Yeah, because, yeah, just even the smallest little, like, word change or mindset change to listen a little bit more that before jumping into a solution or a conversation, like that, just even that little tweak can make a huge difference, I would think.
It may, yes, awesome. Absolutely makes a huge difference. And the interesting thing is that it actually alleviates pressure that you don't realize that you're putting on yourself. So even going back to that listening thing, like if you walk into a meeting thinking, I have to have the answer, I have to talk first, I have to do this, da, 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 you know what? If you sit back and listen, you alleviate this, like, it's like the you're letting the pressure out of the pressure cooker a little bit.
Yeah.
Not putting all of that on yourself, and you get to learn when you're listening. And if you're not listening, you're not learning a darn thing. But, it's hard to teach somebody anything that already knows everything.
And the do's and don'ts of mastering assertiveness can be found.
It can be found at ARC coachingsolutions.com. Be found at my website, and it's right there on the homepage. And you can follow me on all my little social links when you get there.
Perfect. And that'll be in the show notes, of course. So anyone looking to master assertiveness and or just, you know, maybe you're being, you know, you're hearing that you're a little too much and you want to know what the hell that means. maybe giving Anne a call is the right thing to do. And you can find her again at arccoachingsolutions.com. So thank you, Anne, for being on the show today. Really appreciate you spending the time with us and giving us some tips and tricks on how to be exactly who we are, but maybe just a little bit listening a little bit more, maybe being assertive instead of aggressive. And just having some more fun with people, and you know, getting the promotions and the team members and the respect and the leadership that you deserve. So thank you all. Thank you for coming out, and thank you all for listening. And until next time, stay curious and ask all those questions.
Well, that's it for today's episode of Kickstart the Conversation. Thank you so much for tuning in and spending your time with us. We hope you found our discussion about leads, lists, and leveraging relationships helpful. As we've learned, asking well-designed questions is the key to kickstarting conversations with your ideal clients, building authentic relationships, and ultimately driving more sales. So get out there and start asking those intentional questions. Your ideal clients are waiting for you. Be sure to subscribe to the podcast so you never miss an episode. While you're at it, leave a rating and review and be sure to share it with your friends. We have lots of great conversations coming up every week that you won't want to miss. Until next time, keep asking great questions and kickstarting those conversations.